وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we were talking about the concept of humanity in the Holy Quran and the plan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for humanity and for His perfection. And we ended up talking about the narrative, unique narrative that Quran has of the history of humanity. We said, according to the narrative of the Holy Quran, the history of humanity is associated or is taking place simultaneously with the history of prophethood. The first human being on earth is also a prophet or divine prophet who receives revelation. And later on, divisions of religions started, and this division was not meant by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is important because in some narratives, divisions or distinctions in religions started, I mean, they were at the beginning among the community of human beings, and then later on some people tried to unify or make people united under some beliefs like monotheism. But according to Islam, no, the history of humanity started with the ideology of Tawheed or monotheism, and divisions started later on. For example, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, wassa biha Ibrahim bani. So Prophet Ibrahim, he advised his children of this religion ideology. Ya baniya inna Allah istafa lakum ad-din. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen a religion for you. Fala tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. You should not you should not die while you are faithless. Make sure that you die while you are Muslim. And this Muslim is referring to the conversation that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Idh qala lahu rabbuhu aslim. Submit to my will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Prophet Ibrahim, and Prophet Ibrahim said, قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Oh Allah, I have submitted to your will. So this comes from there. According to the narrative of Islam, Islam is not the religion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it is the religion of Prophet Ibrahim, which is based on the teachings of Prophet Nuh and Prophet Adam alayhi wasallam. So, in another verse, we recite, "Inna dina inda Allah al-Islam." It's only one religion for Allah. And it's interesting to know that there is no plural form of deen in the Holy Quran. Al-adiyan, if you search it in the Holy Quran, doesn't exist. It's always a deen, only one deen, a religion, one religion. So, a religion for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam, and Islam not Islam of Prophet Muhammad, Islam that is the religion of all divine prophets, continued throughout these years to be perfected by each prophet and to arrive at its final peak by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ. But where does the diversity and plurality of religions and divisions in religions come from? This is how Quran tells us. As I said, in some other narratives, divisions and disunity is placed under the shoulder of divine prophets as if they or as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is responsible for divisions or responsible for the fight among people. While according to the Holy Quran, no, this is not by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Disunity is not by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the result of the fight and disagreement that people had after they received that one religion from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, we will come back after a short break to follow up the discussion.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi. You're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about Quran's narrative of the history of humanity. And I said that according to the narrative of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave mankind one religion. And in each historical phase and stage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfected that religion by sending another apostle or messenger. And also for the purpose of clearing the distortions that were added to that religion for after a while, naturally some people who were having a business of creating something or they had their own interest of adding into religions things in order to create a place for themselves, unrightfully actually. And then the distortions were there in that religion, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to send another prophet to clear off those distortions, and at the same time, somehow, if it is correct to use the word, upgrade that religion to match the needs of the people of that time. So, according to this narrative, the distinctions and disunity and divisions of religion is because of people's following their own interests. وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمُ. People who were given the book, a scripture, people, the communities who received this guidance, this scripture from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they did not fight unless or only because of the interest that they have, بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ. Only after they received this guidance, إِلَّا مَنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمُ, meaning the knowledge of religion, and because they thought they can take superiority over others by claiming something from the religion that they did not deserve. So Quran says that, no, division is the result of this selfish attitude of people and not in the first plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yes, because, as you remember, we talked about the free will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given people free will, and people have this freedom. Not that they have the right, but they have the freedom to attribute false teachings to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to insert distortions, infiltrations into religions. And it is up to the ulama, the scholars, the pious scholars, to stand against those distortions in each religion and also in the Islam. So in another verse we recite, وَلَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَهُ الدِّينُ وَاصِبًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever that is in the heavens and on earth belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including a deen. Only one deen is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينَ حَنِيفًا فِتْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَتَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. There is one fitra, and according, this fitra is the innate nature of human beings, and that is one. And based on that one innate nature, there is one religion. But this one religion could have different legal systems. وَلِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شَرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. This is true, that the complete ideology is the same. I mean, general ideology is the same. But yes, it's possible that in different phases, stages of history, people had different legal systems. The legal system of Judaism is different than the legal system, if there's any legal system in Christianity, and the legal system of Islam. So this is true, that legal system could be different, but the totality of the beliefs, the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Day of Judgment, in Revelation, is the same among them. Inshallah, next episode we talk about some other aspects of faith and the narrative of Quran of human history. Inshallah, I hope you join me in the next episode. Thank you very much for listening. والحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله على محمد
صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على